Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. Okay, Arisha, have you ever crashed a party? Like, you weren't invited, obviously, but you just went anyway?
No, I'm always invited to the party.
Wow.
How about you?
I don't really go to parties I am invited to, so
yeah,
no.
I noticed. I mean, I'm just glad we can't say we know what it feels like to be Kanye in this situation. I mean, according to him, he wasn't invited to his own daughter's birthday party.
Right. But he did show up. And of course, he had a lot to say about it.
I mean, of course he did. It's Kanye. God, yeah. He's so good for the show.
He is. I mean, if I didn't hate him so much, I'd truly love him for the content.
Mm-hmm. Those are pretty complicated feelings.
Yeah, I'm working on them. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Tuesday, January 18th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
So apparently it's not just us who would not want to be at a party with Kanye. Kim and Kanye's daughter, Chicago, turned 4 over the weekend. And as you'd expect, there was obviously a very huge over-the-top party for her. Mm-hmm. Mostly everyone was invited. But guess who claims they weren't on the guest list? Daddy Yeezy. So Chicago's birthday bash was Saturday, and it was a joint celebration with Kylie Jenner's daughter, Stormy, who's also turning 4, but in a few weeks.
Yeah, and according to a video that Kanye posted on his social media, he wasn't welcome to the party. So in the video, Kanye's driving around a neighborhood. Like, you can actually hear the GPS giving him directions as he drives. Stars are just like us.
Where is it giving him directions to?
Truly don't know. Hopefully somewhere to get him off everyone's radar, but I doubt it. He starts the video by saying, "I'm just wishing my daughter a public happy birthday. I wasn't allowed to know where her party was." And then he says, "There's nothing legal. This is the kind of games that's being played. It's the kind of thing that's affected my health for the longest."
This last part kind of pisses me off. Like, why he's going to blame his health on this? Mm-hmm. Like, this is a very, you know, take some ownership.
I mean, and also, like, this is your daughter. Like, don't tack it on to your daughter's happy birthday. Like, at the very least, don't, like, separate them.
Yeah. But Kanye wanted his fans to know that it's all about him being a good father and being there for Chicago. He wants to make memories with her, make sure she has him there on her birthday, which, of course, is fair.
Yes, of course. And in the video, he says, "I'm just not playing. I'm taking control of my narrative this year. I'm being the father, the best father, the yay version of a father, and I'm not fitting to let this happen." Which, okay, be a good father. I don't know what the yay version of fatherhood means, but it makes me nervous because it doesn't seem like it'd be a good version just from what we know of him.
Yeah.
But so Kanye's saying in the video, he tried to get the location of the party. He says he called Kim, texted nannies, plural. He even got on the phone with Khloé's ex, Tristan Thompson.
Which, is he the best person to ask? Tristan's like, dude.
I mean, he's bottom of the list. That's
yeah. He's like, I didn't even know there was a party. He's like, I'm banging a girl in Milwaukee today. I don't even know what's going on. So then Kanye goes somewhere we've never really seen him go before. In the video, he seemingly claims that Kim, her sisters, and even Kris Jenner have, in his words, purposely been taking the fathers out of the homes.
Yeah, that's a bold claim.
It's a bold claim. Yep. It is.
Kanye goes on to say, people be playing games like this. Baby mamas be playing games. The grandmas will be playing games like this. They ain't finna play like that with me. Which kind of sounds like lyrics to the next single he's gonna drop.
Yeah. Everything he says sounds like lyrics.
Yeah, truly. He also says he put this all out online because he needs support from the public. Mm-hmm. And focusing on how this will impact Chicago, he says if he doesn't get to the party, that's going to imprint on her mind that I wasn't there for her. My follow-up to that is, what will imprint on her mind when she sees these videos?
Also, has her mind not been imprinted on when you lived in Wyoming for months and months?
And then in a stadium? I mean, what does that do to a kid?
Great question. But don't worry, Richies. I know you are all very, very worried.
Edge of their seats.
Yeah. Kanye did eventually get to play the good dad card. He made it to the mystery location. And it's apparently because Kylie's boyfriend, Travis Scott, gave him that address. So this story just runs so deep. After the party, Kanye shared another video on his Instagram of him driving. And in it, he says, yo, I'm so happy right now. I just came from Chai's party and I just got a shout out to Travis Scott for sending me the address and the time and making sure that I was able to spend that birthday memory with my daughter to be there with the rest of the family.
He also says Kylie was the one who let him into the party, but only after security stopped him when he first got there. Interesting. And then he reminds us that all that matters to him is being there for his kids. He says, it's just a matter of having a conversation, open dialogue, and everyone had a great time. I'm really happy that I could be there for my children. He ends the video by thanking his fans for their support and stresses once again, my life centers around my children.
This is just the stuff he says, like he has amnesia. Like, I want to have an open conversation and a calm conversation, but he's rapping about his family and their drama.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you talking about, sir?
Yeah. I mean, he uses supposed fundraisers to say he wants Kim back. Like, I don't know that that's considered a conversation, an open dialogue.
Right. He's a mess. So we have Kanye's story of how he almost missed his daughter's birthday party, but no surprise, that's not how Kim sees it.
Yeah. So an insider, we love our insiders. They spoke to Us Weekly and said he was always welcome, saying Kim was shocked to learn that he released a video about not being invited to her party. That's not true. And as soon as he asked to come, he was given the location. The insider also said there were actually two parties planned for Chicago, which was Kanye's idea, and that he was always scheduled to celebrate with her.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Like,
when was the other party supposed to be? I don't know.
I'm like, you guys could always just go to Chuck E. Cheese. Like, simple.
They could. Yeah, that would
She's
be easier.
She's four.
Right. So, okay, this was probably just all Kanye wanting to stir shit up because he loves to do that.
Yes,
like,
he
we
does.
Know that. Mm-hmm. And Hollywood Unlocked just published an interview last Friday where Kanye spoke about the trouble he had with Kim's security when he picked up his kids from school.
Yeah, so in the interview, he said, earlier this week, Monday, when I went to go pick my kids up from school, the security stopped me at the gate. So at that point, security was in between me and my children, and that's what was not going to happen. He said, my daughter wanted me to go inside. I was like, I am the richest black man and North's father, right? And the security was able to stop me.
I love that he first said, well, first of all, it's that he's the richest black man and North's father. Not North's
priorities,
father first.
Brooke, right. Obviously. God. And not to burst Kanye's bubble, but he is not the richest black man in America. That goes to Robert F. Smith, who's the CEO of private equity firm Vista Equity Partners. So, yeah, Kanye, God, let's get our priorities in order and also fact check this. He also says the reason he was denied entry to Kim's house may have been because her new boyfriend, Pete Davidson from SNL, was inside.
Yeah. And once again, Kim is saying this isn't true. Her lawyer actually released a statement basically saying that Kanye is making all of this up.
Yeah. The statement was Mr. West being kept from the children by security or anyone else is news to us. And then an insider told People Kanye may not have been welcome inside Kim's house, but security didn't stop him from seeing or being with his kids. And the source says he just can no longer walk inside her home without her permission, which is fair. That's called breaking and entering, I believe. I'm not a lawyer, but you need permission to just... I know. I didn't know how to tell you.
Oh, no.
And then the source also said Kim has a right to privacy and is trying to set healthy boundaries, which...
Which is fair.
That's what you should be doing. We all should be setting healthy boundaries.
Yes. There's also another good reason for Kim setting these boundaries with Kanye. He's been really erratic, you know, even more than usual. Like, he just made headlines last week for allegedly punching someone.
Honestly, I just, every week it's something with this guy.
I know.
So he's been accused of punching an autograph seeker outside of a downtown LA nightclub early last Thursday. The incident is currently being investigated as a misdemeanor battery by the LAPD, but Kanye is, of course, trying to clear the air about this mess. So in his interview with Hollywood Unlocked, he said, it was 3 a.m. in front of the warehouse. I'm saying, you don't know what I'm dealing with right now. I just finished these two songs. I came from the studio. I created the record, this impromptu shoot. And this dude just, he just had this real attitude, like, what you gonna do? So yeah, he's essentially admitting it. And I mean, this kind of pushes the whole Kim wanting healthy boundaries point home. Like, why would you want this around your kids?
Right. I know. I mean, I get it. Like, you're a celebrity. That doesn't mean everybody gets like unfiltered access to you nonstop. But also, that's what you get for being a Kanye West fan. No, I'm just kidding. I don't condone violence. I'm just kidding.
But also, I just feel like, if you don't have to punch them. Like, you know
what
I mean?
Like, just be like, dude, I can't right now.
Get one of those security guards that won't let you see your kids and have them
get
you
into
your car safely.
So there's definitely a lot of he said, she said going on. And it seems like a lot of that hopeful, calm, amicable co-parenting stuff is kind of starting to break down.
I'm shocked.
So will Kimye be able to figure out a peaceful way to co-parent? Or are we looking at the beginning of a really messy situation?
I mean, the problem with co-parenting is two people have to be involved. And when one of those people is Kanye West, it's an uphill battle the whole way.
I know.
I mean, props to Kim for just seemingly keeping such a level head the whole time.
Yeah. It's I really like, I know I give Kanye a ton of shit, but I truly hope that he gets the help he needs because I really do. Like, I'm not obviously going to diagnose anybody, but I do think that he needs help. And I hope that he gets it. And I hope that the people around him help him get it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the problem with stuff like this is always the kids are the ones that get hurt the most. And it's like, let's try and remember that. Doesn't always happen, though.
Yeah, exactly. Kanye has to be in control. That's just he has to control every situation. And he's doing a terrible job.
Yeah, it's like having a kid behind the steering wheel. Driving straight off a cliff.
Really. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.